forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast today with a high of 49. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 27. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. High of 45. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation, coming out in opposition of President Biden's Build Back Better Act, they concede that some of the climate provisions would be good for agriculture, though. In an open letter to House members yesterday, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said the totality of the increased federal spending in the bill, coupled with the enormous burdensome tax increases levied on businesses and individuals to pay for it, will stifle economic growth and destroy jobs. The Farm Bureau is the nation's largest farm group. The letter specifically criticizes provisions that would increase enforcement of worker safety and wage rules. The letter says the missteps of farmers and ranchers when navigating complex, oftentimes onerous regulations and laws should not serve as a funding mechanism. The bill includes many elements called for by the Food and Ag Climate Alliance, which Farm Bureau is a founding member. But Farm Bureau officials had long made it clear they could not support a bill that did not have bipartisan support. Now, the BBB bill never had GOP support, so Democrats are moving it through the budget reconciliation process, which means the bill can pass the 50-50 Senate on a simple majority. Ag lenders expect 80% of their borrowers will be profitable in 2021, 70% profitable through 2022. That according to the Fall 2021 Agricultural Lender Survey Report, produced jointly by the American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac. This marks the first time since ABA and Farmer Mac began the joint survey in 2016 that a majority of ag lenders, 69.7%, reported overall farm profitability increase in the prior year. This was largely due to government support, which lenders estimate accounted for 38% of borrowers' net income. The turnaround in the ag economy appears to have shifted some top concerns for ag lenders to have their borrowers from immediate to long-term risks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Wichita police say they have arrested a man who shot a 27-year-old roommate who was suicidal and had just shot himself. Police said 28-year-old Charles Burnham was arrested Tuesday and is being held on a $500,000 bond facing a possible charge of first-degree murder. Officers who went to a home early Tuesday found a 27-year-old man dead. Captain Jason Stevens said officers learned the victim was suicidal and had shot himself once in the head. Stevens said Burnham then took the gun and shot the man two more times. First-degree murder requires premeditation. Stevens said Burnham and the man had a conversation that led to Burnham's involvement in the shooting. A man who threatened two Democratic U.S. congressmen has been sentenced Tuesday to 2.5 years in federal prison. Kenneth R. Hubert, 63, of Marionville, Missouri, was sentenced for threatening Representative Emanuel Cleaver II of Kansas City and Representative Stephen Cohen of Tennessee. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, improved credits, warranties, limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for details.
A suburban Kansas City, Kansas school district secretly agreed earlier this year to pay $295,000 to the family of an Olathe Elementary student who is stalked by a now jailed former teacher. The Kansas City Star reports that Olathe Public Schools finalized the settlement back in May to avoid a lawsuit, but kept the settlement a secret until the newspaper filed an open records request that revealed it. Although heavily redacted, the Star says the settlement was made in the case of former Olathe teacher James Loganville, who was sentenced earlier this month to 1 year in county jail for reckless stalking of a then 10-year-old girl and ordered to register as a sex offender for the next 15 years. A 29-year-old woman is charged with killing a Kansas City, Kansas woman who is on her way home from volunteering at church. Authorities announced Monday that Melanie Perry is charged with first-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. Investigators allege she killed 62-year-old Lillian Jackson on September 18th. Jackson was driving home from Mount Zion Baptist Church when she was caught in a rolling gun battle. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Officials say a fire that began Sunday in northwest Nebraska is about 40% contained. The fire is in the Buffalo Creek Wildlife Management Area. The Nebraska Emergency Management Agency said Tuesday the blaze has burned about 2,560 acres in Banner and Scotts Bluff counties. As of Tuesday, no homes had been lost, no injuries were reported, and no evacuations were required. The Buffalo Creek Wildlife Area is about 7 miles southeast of Gearing and Scotts Bluff. The effort to contain the fire is expected to continue through the week. Investigators say a propane leak caused an explosion last month that leveled a vacant building in the small north-central Nebraska town of Taylor. No one was injured in the explosion that happened the afternoon of October 19th. Loup County volunteer firefighters called to the town of fewer than 150 people found the shattered ruins of a vacant downtown building that had been converted into a home. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An increased number of positive COVID cases in Marshall County continues, up 6 from a week ago to 67 with 7 hospitalizations. Levels are falling off Valley Heights schools with student positive cases now at 10, but staff cases up to 6. 53 students and 2 staff remain in quarantine, nearly all of those at the elementary level. The Marshall County Health Department reported yesterday that the Moderna booster vaccine has arrived, and a walk-in clinic for those eligible is planned next Tuesday from 8 until 4. The Farm Service Agency reminds producers of the EQIP deadline this Friday. Farmers and private landowners seeking conservation planning and financial assistance should contact their local USDA service center for assistance with natural resource concerns. The application deadline applies to conservation practices that address resource concerns to improve soil health, grazing lands and forest lands, water quality and quantity, and livestock feeding operations. EQIP can also be helpful for transitioning to organic production. Interested producers can apply at their local USDA service center or online at farmers.gov. Again, the EQIP sign-up deadline is this Friday,
November 19th. USDA service centers are open for business by appointment only. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Friday. An unidentified 16-year-old Blue Springs male lost control, rolling over and ejecting the driver, who was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Another 16-year-old male passenger was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. The accident Friday afternoon occurred on South 23rd Road, about a mile southwest of Wymore. Breeding season for deer is underway, traversing pastures, roadways, rivers, and streams. And deer begin a month-long quest in early November for suitable mates. Commonly referred to as the rut, this is a time period when deer-vehicle collisions are most frequent. Cautions are advised when traveling. Be especially watchful at dawn and dusk when deer are more active. If you see one deer, expect others. They seldom travel alone. Drive at a reduced speed and be vigilant near wooded areas or green spaces. Deer crossing signs show areas where high numbers of vehicle deer crashes have occurred in the past. Use bright lights when there's no oncoming traffic and scan the road ahead. Do not swerve to avoid hitting a deer. Always wear a seat belt. Honk the vehicle's horn if you see deer. And lastly, if a collision occurs, move your vehicle to the shoulder of the roadway if possible and contact law enforcement. Dean A. Bayer, age 54, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 5:30 until 7:30 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Dean Bayer. Leon K. Graves, age 78, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury. Burial in the Greenfield Cemetery north of Morroville. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leon Graves. Alice M. Smalley, age 96, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Alice Smalley. Joy D. D.N. Nutt, age 77, of Overland Park, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joy D. D.N. Nutt.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Marshall County General Public Transit is offering free rides to all Marshall County residents throughout the month of November. Please contact the office for details at 562-2020. Funded in part by KDOT and Marshall County.
It's not too late to get your Thanksgiving dinner all set up thanks to Bite Me Barbecue. Call Bite Me Barbecue before November 18th to make sure you reserve your turkey so you don't leave your family hungry on Thanksgiving. You can also order individual meals for $12. They include turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green bean casserole, or your choice side, all thanks to Bite Me Barbecue.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some cooler than average temperatures over the next couple days before warming back up over the weekend. High of 49 today, partly sunny with winds out of the north between 15 and 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 35. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 27. Lots of sunshine expected on Thursday with a high nearing 45, northwest winds between 5 and 15 miles per hour. Clouds move back in Thursday night with a low in the upper 20s. We warm back up on Friday, partly sunny with a high nearing 53. A bit breezier with southerly winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Lows in the mid-30s and mostly cloudy Friday night. Reaching above average temperatures on Saturday with a high of almost 60 and partly sunny. Once again for this afternoon, partly sunny and breezy with a high nearing 49. I'm weatherology forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 54, record high on this date 82. The average low 31 and the record low was 2 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:12 with sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
Could tweaking your diet help reduce holiday stress? A few calming food suggestions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 17th, the 321st day of the year. Actor Danny DeVito shares a birthday with folk singer Gordon Lightfoot. Already feeling the stress of the upcoming holidays? Adding some calming foods to your daily routine might help. Here's a few ideas. Many people find a cup of green tea especially soothing. It contains an amino acid that alters your body's level of serotonin and dopamine. You might also experience the same effect from chocolate. It contains a host of mood-altering biochemicals. And the complex carbohydrates in oatmeal and whole grain cereals also have a calming effect. Just watch out for the added sweeteners. A sugar rush is the last thing you need when dealing with stress. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Enjoy a magical winter wonderland at Christmas Cheer in the Pines. Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to their annual fundraiser Friday, November 19th from 6:30 to 11:30 p.m. at the Waterville Firehouse. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and live entertainment from Elvis tribute artist Joseph Hall, plus raffle items and live and silent auction items. Tickets are $30 or $50 for a pair. Visit Twin Valley Friends Facebook page for ticket sales and more information. Come for a wonderful night of Christmas cheer.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Morris Udazi had 15 points as Wichita State beat Tarleton State 65-51 Tuesday night at Coke Arena. Dexter Dennis had 13 points for Wichita State, and Ricky Council IV added 12 points. The Shockers played without sophomore guard Tyson Etienne, who sat out due to illness. Wichita State now hits the road for the 2021 Roman main event Friday through Sunday, November 29th through the 21st at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. The Shockers play Arizona on Friday. The field also includes UNLV and Michigan, currently ranked number 4 in the nation. Bethel College head football coach Terry Harrison has resigned from his position at Bethel College to take the reins in Wichita at Friends University. Coach Harrison finished his tenure with the Threshers with a record of 29-14, ranking as high as number 10 and making an appearance in the NAIA National Playoffs. A search for Bethel's next head football coach will begin immediately. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas State returns to the court for the first time in a week tonight as the Wildcats play host to Summit League foe Omaha at 7 o'clock to conclude their brief homestand to start the season. K-State opened the season with a 67-57 win over Florida A&M at Bramlage Coliseum a week ago. K-State will attempt to go 2-0 to start a season for the seventh time in the last eight seasons, but for the first time since 2019-20. NFL Hall of Fame defensive lineman Curley Culp announced Tuesday that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Culp played 14 NFL seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs, Houston Oilers, and Detroit Lions. He was a six-time Pro Bowler and five-time All-Pro, including first team in 1975. Culp was considered one of the strongest players and best interior linemen during his career. He was originally drafted by Denver and then traded to Kansas City. Culp was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2013. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
Tune in this Friday for week 4 of the TVL playoffs as the Axtell Eagles go on the road to take on number 2 Thunder Ridge. Tune in this Friday for playoff football live on FM 95.5 and streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app.
Make the 9th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show a part of your weekend plans. Doors are open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and then again 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday at the Marysville National Guard Armory. Buy, sell, and trade with the many vendors and be sure to enter the drawing for a Green Mountain Wi-Fi pellet grill. This is the Daniel Boone Prime Plus model with Wi-Fi. Enjoy a wonderful home-cooked breakfast as well as lunch and get you one of those amazing cinnamon rolls. Come on up Saturday and Sunday to the Marysville National Guard Armory.
Don't panic if your compact, perfectly pyramidal dwarf Alberta spruce suddenly sprouts an abnormally large branch. Your plant will be fine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The dwarf Alberta spruce, like many dwarf conifers, is propagated from a unique growth found growing on a normal plant. This mutation, known as a spore, is propagated to create the unique dwarf Alberta spruce. These plants are prone to reversions where part or all the plant reverts back to the original size and form. In this case, the large branch has reverted back to the size of the white spruce from which the dwarf Alberta spruce was propagated. This happens occasionally. Simply remove the larger branch flush with the branch bark collar next to the trunk. Do this as soon as possible to prevent it from taking over and ruining the size and shape of your dwarf spruce. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If that town of Tougaloo thinks they can annex Double Wide, they got another thing coming. MAC presents Double Wide Texas Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 at the MHS Auditorium. I know we're just 4 Double Wides in the shed, but we're all just going to have to work together to keep the big guys from taking over. Admission is $10 for adults, $9 for senior citizens, and $5 for students. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, grab your Stetson and get to Double Wide Texas.
Most farming towns have at least one feed mill, and Lanesboro, Minnesota is no exception. However, one of those feed mills looks a bit different on the inside. For while the bins and augers are still here, there are people sleeping around all of that equipment. I'll give you the rest of the story when the American Countryside returns after this. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, We are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Rick Lehman owns one of the oldest buildings in the small farming town of Lanesboro, Minnesota.
We think it was built as a railroad warehouse in 1895, and then in 1914, electric power came to Lanesboro. That's really when we believe it became a livestock feed mill.
And the mill ground livestock feed for decades.
1914 to 1999, ran 85 years until we came in and messed around with it and turned it into some overnight lodging and a little gift store.
The family transformed the buildings into a historic inn with 13 beautiful rooms, but they didn't get rid of the old feed bins and augers. It's truly a unique lodging that retains its roots from a century ago.
Every piece of machinery that is in here and was hooked up still is hooked up. If we threw the right switches, we could get it started, but it also would take us another month to clean up again.
The Root River Trail passes through town, but it also boasts some of the best trout fishing in the nation. And with several things to do and see in this town of under 1,000 people, the Stone Mill Hotel and Suites has become a regular stop for many.
And we've been here 20 years. Probably half of our guests, at least, are repeat guests. Some have come and stayed with us 30, 40, 50 times. And so it really does almost get to be kind of like a family.
Rick loves to share the story of this place and the area that still relies on agriculture and a town with buildings that still have farm roots.
You had the livestock feed mill. Then you had Nelson Brothers Cold Storage. Across the road, you had Cargill Grain Company. A little bit further down was the stockyards.
It's a unique lodging that will have you taking pictures to show off to others. Traveling the countryside in Lanesboro, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your favorite Christmas classics and world-class Irish dancing are at the heart of Christmas in Killarney, an Irish Christmas celebration. Wednesday, December 1st, 7 p.m. in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. Admission is by free will donation. This is the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's gift to the community. Let Christmas in Killarney, a Broadway show that meets Riverdance, get you in the holiday spirit.
Choosing a bird feeder can be tough with all the different types available. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Put out a variety of feeders in several places and the birds will be flocking to your yard as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Favorite pastimes is looking out on my deck and watching the birds come to the feeders. I often wonder, though, if I have the right feeders in the right place. Steve Kress is the Vice President for Bird Conservation at the National Audubon Society. He says to think of bird feeding in layers so you can attract a greater variety of birds and benefit more of them.
Birds naturally feed in different elevations. Some are ground feeders, some feed in the shrubs, some feed in tall canopies. Some feed on tree trunks, and some feed on branches that hang way out and sway in the wind. So when you think about it from that standpoint, it's important to think about bird feeders that sort of fill these various niches.
Ground-feeding birds, including sparrows and juncos, are vulnerable to predators such as the neighbor's cat. So Kress recommends placing a platform feeder a few feet off the ground for extra protection. A hopper feeder works well in shrubs. It replicates a seed bush that birds such as cardinals and blue jays would feed on, but it's not as attractive to sparrows and doves. Suet feeders are a good choice for tree trunks. The woodpeckers and nuthatches will love you. So what should you put in your feeders? Kress says you'll get the most bang for your buck with black oil sunflower seed.
More species of birds will feed on that than others, and most kinds that like that kind of seed will overlook other kinds of seeds or even kick through a mixture of seeds and kick out a lot of other things and just eat the black oil seeds.
Birds will go where the food is, but if you have feeders in different places and levels, they're less likely to compete with each other. Find more tips for choosing a bird feeder at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
What does seaweed have to do with dairy cattle? Find out today
on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers. Just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. Colby College and Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences are both located in Maine and were recently awarded a $10 million grant for a five-year study on using algae as a dairy feed additive. Nicole Price heads the project and says natural seaweed growth in the Gulf of Maine will be examined along with microalgae species previously collected by Bigelow.
However, the scalability of that seaweed species to meet the demand of all the dairy cows on the planet is questionable, we'll say. So that's why we're looking for regionally specific solutions that could apply to dairy farms in the Northeast region, and then other solutions like the microalgal idea and bioreactors that could be used even on farms in the Midwest, for instance.
Price says the research could lead to a market for actually farming seaweed.
We're also keeping our eye on the importance of everyone along the supply chain being able to be profitable. So we're very cautiously optimistic that there could be seaweed species identified that are culturable. We don't want this industry to be built upon a wild harvest source of seaweed.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're going into the holiday season with Thanksgiving just right around the corner. And heading into that holiday season, the AARP is reminding rural residents to shop safely online and watch out for certain scams that include those with charities. Thanks in part to the worldwide supply chain delays with the holiday shopping season that started earlier than ever. Shoppers are trying to scoop up some of the top gift ideas before they disappear. And that means the online shopping scams are officially beginning. The AARP of Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel says that there are a few things that you should do when you're shopping online.
The safest place to shop online is with retailers you trust and by typing the web address into your web browser. It's much safer than clicking on a link you find in an email or web search. Also, avoid deals that you know are too good to be true, even if the offer comes from a friend. Scammers are experts at hacking social media accounts, and one of the first things they do is send out fake offers to victims' friends and family.
Meanwhile, he says legitimate charities make a big push at the end of the year for their last-minute annual donations. However, the scammers try to do the exact same thing.
If a charity solicits you for a donation, even if your first instinct is to donate, be careful. Check the charity out before donating. A couple of useful sites for this are CharityNavigator.org or Give.org. A little research can help you make sure your donation is going to the charities that really are using your money for good.
Additionally, there is an AARP survey that found that nearly 70% of people shopping online this holiday season plan to pay with a debit card. And Vasco says choosing this form of payment makes you vulnerable to even greater fraud losses.
Fraudulent charges on a credit card can be reported and removed from your account, whereas with the debit card, those same charges don't go back into your bank account until they are recovered, which they rarely ever are. Additionally, purchases made over the internet are less secure than those made in a brick-and-mortar retailer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP is on a mission to support veterans. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden signing into law this afternoon the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that cleared the House early November. He will quickly pivot to foreign affairs by meeting virtually this evening with Chinese President Xi Jinping. On Thursday, Biden will host Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador for the first North American Leaders Summit in 5 years. Biden and Xi will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between the U.S. and the People's Republic of China, as well as ways to work together when the interests align, the White House said. They said throughout, President Biden will make clear U.S. intentions and priorities and be clear and candid about the concerns with the PRC. Then on Thursday, Biden, Trudeau, and Lopez Obrador will reaffirm their strong ties and integration while also charting a new path for collaboration on ending the COVID-19 pandemic and advancing health security, competitiveness, and equitable growth, including climate change and a regional vision for migration, the White House said over the weekend. On Capitol Hill, the biggest question mark heading into the week is whether House Speaker Nancy Pelosi can secure the votes needed to pass Biden's Build Back Better Act. That includes $90 billion for agriculture, forestry, rural development, and nutrition provisions. The bill estimated to cost around $2 trillion over 10 years, certain to be scaled back in the 50-50 Senate. But Democrats first have to get it to that chamber. Democrats control the House by a narrow margin of 221 to 213, so Pelosi can only afford to lose the votes of three-party moderates, as no Republicans will vote for that legislation. Pelosi said in a Dear Colleague letter on Friday that the CBO is expected to issue three additional reports today. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
A grain bin that's gone out of condition will affect the bottom line. Here's how to keep your grain in good shape through the winter on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Insects on the grain inside your bin, the bin is considered out of condition and you have to act quickly to prevent any further grain spoilage. Christina Tibakhorst is an extension field ag engineer at Iowa State University. She says the most important factor in keeping the bin in condition is to control the moisture content and keep the grain temperature cool and even throughout the bin.
The temperature of that air and the moisture of the grain will dictate what the humidity is in the air pockets all throughout that bin. So that's why we set moisture content limits for what we want to store it at. And we set temperature recommendations that we want to store it at, because that controls the humidity that surrounds the grain. If we keep it below 65% relative humidity, that will prevent that mold growth and insect activity.
Maintain grain temperatures below 40 degrees. Store corn at 15% moisture and soybeans at 13%. Even through the winter, check the condition of the grain every week, because sunshine on the outside can wreak havoc inside.
It's common to get solar heating at the top of the grain mass from the roof, and also like on the south walls. As they're kind of collecting solar energy, it can warm up that grain. So yeah, we really don't want variation in temperature throughout that mass of grain.
Operate your aeration fans long enough to cool all the grain. When you're monitoring the bin's condition, smell the first flush of exhaust air after turning on the fan to notice any off-smelling odors that could indicate molding. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about keeping stored grain in good condition at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Going through Wednesday today in the grain market, December corn is up 5.5 at 576.5. March corn up 5 at 582.5. December wheat up 13.25 at 823.5. March wheat 13.75 at 833.75. January beans are up 25.75 at 1276.75. March beans up 24.75 at 1288. December bean meal is up $6.20 at $373.80. January bean meal up $5.10 at $367.30. December soybean oil up 25 cents at $59.42. And January soybean oil
up 36 cents at $59.38. December cotton is up $2.60 at $120.58. March cotton up $2.28 at $117.41. December oats, they're up 8.5 at $7.39. March oats up 13.75 at $7.43. The U.S. dollar index for December is down 14 cents at $95.77. The December 30-year bond is up slightly at 160, and the December 10-year note is also up slightly at 130. Taking a look at the metals, gold is up $15.30 at $18.69.40. Silver is up 22 cents at $25.17, and copper is down 8 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 170.09 points. The S&P 500 also down 8.03, and the NASDAQ is down 32. The Biden administration on Wednesday is opening more than 80 million acres in the Gulf of Mexico to auction for oil and gas drilling, a record offshore lease sale that will lock in years of planet-warming green emissions. The lease sale is a major reversal of Biden's commitment to shut down new oil and natural gas leases on public lands and waters.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
KNDY.
Tell me, what would life be?
that you always please let it be me. And that you always let it be me.
Legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.